This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. President Draupadi Murmu has dissolved 17 Lok Sabha today. Earlier, the Union Cabinet, in its meeting held this afternoon, advised the President to dissolve the 17 Lok Sabha with immediate effect. On the same day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. The President accepted the resignation and requested the Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. Lok Sabha Secretariat is ready to welcome members of the 18th Lok Sabha. In a press release, the Secretariat said that several measures have been taken to welcome the members and ensure their seamless registration. The registration of the newly elected members shall be done through an online integrated software application. Special arrangements have also been made for simultaneous opening of SBI bank account, issuing of permanent identity card, central government health scheme card to the newly elected members on the spot. The Secretariat has ensured that the process will remain operational from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening, starting today till 14th of this month, including weekends. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats were declared yesterday. The BJP alone has won 240 seats. Telugu Desam has secured 16 seats and JDU 12. The India Bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Further, RJD and YSR Congress Party won 4 each. AAP won 3 and others won 93 seats. Janata Dal United today said that it fully supports the Narendra Modi-led NDA alliance. On being asked if the party will consider switching sides under any circumstances, party spokesperson KC Tyagi said that the reasons JDU came out of the India Bloc still exists and there is no question of going back. Mr. Tyagi also said that he is the party seeks special status for the development of Bihar. World Environment Day is being celebrated today for raising awareness and taking action on urgent environmental issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign organized on the occasion of World Environment Day. State Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak and the First Lady Srimati Anaga Parnayak have also planted saplings of red sandalwood at the Raj Bhavan premise in Itanagar. Further, the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports has reaffirmed its commitment to environmental stewardship and sustainable practices. Nimas planted more than 500 saplings in Jyotinagar to Nimas premises and road. Similarly, mass plantation drives were also conducted by the Society for Multidimensional Innovative led for Education and Environment, ZERO, and Indian Oil Corporation at Buru Village in Lower Subansiri District and Old Tawang Apatani Welfare Association in Tawang District. State Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sen today held a meeting with the officers and staffs of Nirbachan Bhavan in Itanagar after the conclusion of the simultaneous elections 2024 and in observance of the World Environment Day. The CEO appreciated the entire team for their hard work and dedication for the smooth conduction of election in the state. Further, he also noted the pertinent points raised by the functionary. Later, the plantation of saplings was done around the premise of Nirvachan Bhavan to observe the World Environment Day. India Meteorological Department has forecasted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning, likely over northeast regions, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during next 7 days. Meanwhile, the Itanagar Meteorological Center has forecasted that 13 districts in the state are in yellow alert. The districts namely East Kameng, Kurung Kume, Kradadi, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Siang, Lower Siang, Anjon, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap and Longding will receive heavy rain likely at isolated places. The National Testing Agency has declared the result of the National Eligibility cum entrance examination. The students who appeared the exam can check their result at exams.nta.ac.in. NEET, the examination for the undergraduate medical programs, was conducted on 5th of last month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.